"My lord, why have you drugged me here to your bedchamber, and tied me spread-eagle to the bed with these silk ribbons? I am to be married to Geoffrey tomorrow. The whole village is going to turn out for the wedding, and tomorrow night he and I will have our wedding night. I do not wish to be here with you. You are old and fat and ugly, and Geoffrey is young and handsome and tall and strong. So please untie me and let me go at once." "What? You cannot do that? You have seen me in the village with my low-cut white peasant blouse and long skirt and apron, going to and from the dairy barn to milk the cows twice a day. And you have gazed at my figure and decided that you must have me, that you must take my virginity on the eve of my wedding? My lord, please, please do not do this horrible thing to me. I have no feelings for you, and Geoffrey won't marry me if you take my virginity." "My lord, stop, please. Please do not take off your armor and tunic. I have never seen a naked male body before, and the sight of your naked body offends me. And what is that big, hairy thing hanging down between your legs? I have seen such a thing on horses, but never upon a man before. Please, cover yourself up, or I will have to close my eyes and not look at you. Why are you staring at me? Why are you gazing upon my naked body that has been laid bare to your eyes, at my upthrusting breasts and slender waist and full round hips and long slender legs? My lord, that thing between your legs is getting bigger. Please do not come any closer to me. I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of what you want me to do. I'm afraid of what that big thing that is dangling between your legs, but which is now hard and firm and leaking some kind of fluid, is going to do to me. My lord, please, you are too close. Get away from my face. Please remove your hands from my breast. Please stop squeezing and fondling them and pinching my nipples. And please stop rubbing your big hard thing against my face. It is drooling all over my face, and I can't get my hands free to protect myself from your advances. Please, my lord, stop rubbing that thing against my lips. Pretty soon it's going to go inside my mouth, and I don't want that. Please stop what you're doing. Please stop trying to push your thing into my mouth and... Please, my lord, no. No more. No more. You want me to what? You want me to suck on your thing? No, I refuse. I... Please, my lord, that is dirty and disgusting, and I don't want your big, hard, dirty, filthy thing in my clean, pure mouth. What? You say that if I don't suck on it, you will have Geoffrey killed? No, please, please don't kill him. I will do what you say. And you want me to call your thing a cock and not a thing? Yes, my lord, I will do anything to keep my Geoffrey safe. I will... And now you want me to lick the shaft? Okay. I don't like it, but I'll do it. Oh, gross. Oh, wait. Oh, jeez. And you want me to lick the drool coming out of the tip? Which you call pre-cum? And you want me to swallow it? Oh. Ow. And now you want me to suck on it some more? Yes, my lord. Whatever you say, my lord. Oh, Oh, my Lord. You stuck it too far in my mouth that time, and it started going down my throat. What? I need to be more cooperative and allow you to stick your big, fat, dirty cock deep inside my mouth and down my throat, or else you'll have Jeffrey killed? Oh, very well. I will do as you say, my Lord. My Lord, please, it's too big for my tiny mouth, please. I can't take it anymore. You will surely kill me with that thing. And I've done as you wish. Please let me go. What? You aren't going to let me go until you take my virginity? But my Lord, that would mean that you take your big, huge, filthy, dirty cock and shove it inside my nice, clean lady parts that I've been saving for Jeffrey for our wedding night. And I cannot allow you to do that. What? I have no say in the matter. That since I am all tied up and spread-eagled on your bed, that you will do with me what you will regardless of what I say, even if you have to force me? No, please, my Lord, do not force me. I do not want marks upon my body for my wedding tomorrow. I will do as you say. But please, be gentle with me, as I have never done this before. You will be the first man I've ever had, and I am unwise in the measures that would please you and thus bring this horrible nightmare to an end for me. Ooh, I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have phrased it just like that. All right, my Lord. I will be an obedient maiden and do what you tell me to do. First, you want me to offer my breasts to you? My Lord, even Jeffrey has never seen my breasts. And you want me to hold them together so you can suckle on them? My Lord, my breasts are for my babies to suckle from, not for you to do so. Oh, very well. But my breasts are so full and big, I can barely contain them in my small hands. You'll have to help me. You'll have to hold them for me as you suckle from my nipples. Oh, my Lord, your hands feel so good on my breasts. Your hands are so big. And they feel so good the way you are squeezing and fondling and mauling my breasts and pinching my nipples. My Lord, my nipples are getting so big. They're sticking out so far and they're so hard. Please, my Lord, I need some relief from your ministrations. Please suck some more on my breasts. And my Lord, please untie me. I can't move my hips and lower body, and I feel the need to squirm around and move and thrust my hips. Please help me, my Lord. What are you doing now? Why are you sticking your filthy, dirty cock between my breasts and squeezing my breasts together and sliding your cock up and down like that? Be careful, my Lord. You almost touched my lips with that dirty, filthy thing and... Mm. hand away from my head. Please don't raise my head up like that. It brings my mouth closer to my breasts and to your big, filthy, dirty cock so that you can stick it in my mouth every time you slide it through my breasts. And you what? You want me to stick my tongue out so I can lick your cock? No, my lord. That is too dirty. I won't do it. I must, or you will have Jeffrey killed. Oh, very well. My lord, why did you stop? Because you're going to take my virginity now. But you can't. Your cock is too big. It will never fit inside my lower female charms. Yes, yes. All right. I need to do it or else you will have Jeffrey killed. Yes, I've heard that before. Very well. Do it. Stick your big, filthy cock inside my warm, wet female place. Do it. Ow! Ow! Ooh! Ow! You're too big. Please, my lord, slow down. It won't fit. Go slower. You need to get me wetter. Rub your big, filthy, dirty, hard cock against my female juices and get your cock all wet. Then try it. Yes, that's better. Now I can feel it going in. Mm-hmm. Oh, my lord! You are filling me up. Your thing. I mean your cock. It's filling me up. And going deep inside me. And I can feel you pushing it in even more. And going all the way in. All the way to the end of me. I can't take any more of you, my lord. You're just too big. Ow, it hurts. It hurts so much, my lord. I can't take it all. Please stop pushing it in. Please stop what you're doing. Ow, ow, my lord. Ow, ow. I can feel my feminine walls expanding, getting bigger, so that I can accommodate your large girth. I can feel your cock going deeper inside me. Oh, my lord. I can feel your hot breath on my breasts. I can feel you take one breast in your mouth and suckle me as you push your cock further inside me. You're too big. It hurts. Oh, my lord. Wait, wait. Oh, I feel something down there. I feel funny down there. Oh. It feels like butterfly wings tickling my lady parts. It's starting to feel good to me, my lord. Your big, fat, filthy, dirty cock is making me feel all tingly. And it's tickling my lady parts. It makes me want to thrust my hips up at you, my lord. It makes me want you to go faster. My lord, please do it to me some more. Ooh, please, my lord. Faster and deeper. I feel something, like I'm going to explode. Please, my lord, keep doing what you're doing to me. I need you to keep it up. I need you to keep shoving your big, fat, filthy, dirty cock inside me some more. All the way. Push it in deeper. I need it. I feel all tingly. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Do it, do it. Ooh, ooh. Oh my God, my Lord, do that again, what you just did. Shove it in hard and do it to me rough because it feels so good. My hands and legs are tied. Please untie me. I need to hold on to you. I want to wrap my long, slender legs around your hips. I want to draw you deeper inside me. Please, my Lord, untie me so that I can hold you close to me. Please, oh, please, please, please. Please. Oh, yes, do it. Oh, it feels so good, my Lord. I need it. I need you. Please. Your eyes are closed. And I could feel all this extra wetness inside my body. And now you're laying on top of me and panting hard. My Lord, please don't. Don't put a baby inside me. You did? I feel it now. I feel your wetness draining out of me. You did. You did put a baby inside me. And tomorrow when I marry Jeffrey, it's going to be your baby that I'm going to be carrying. What? I won't be marrying Jeffrey tomorrow? I'll be marrying you instead? Because you paid Jeffrey to go away and he took your money? And now this is to be my life from now on? Instead of being a dairy maid, I am to service all of your needs and wants and desires. I'm to be available to you at all hours of the day. I'm to bear your children. And in return, you'll make me a lady of the castle? Let me think about it.